FW Mobile. 4POT Mobile. And 4TFW. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well for this hump day. How about yourself?
Same thing.
When?
I hope to maybe work on it a little bit this afternoon since the weather's going to be nice. Either today or tomorrow, I hope to work on it some. I'm in one of my other cars today, so I got a radio in it already, but yeah, just driving something different today.
A little different.
Everything I need now to wrap up the other car, so just gotta get some time to get out there and fool with it. I didn't want to get out there the past 2 days because of the rain, so hopefully today or tomorrow we'll get that thing done.
Yeah, how was your work day yesterday?
Overall, it was all right. You know, kept everybody busy, and it's kind of odd here lately. We've actually had some stuff coming in, and which is good, but the phone calls have been way down lately. Now, with the exception of yesterday, we had a ton of road call situations, so it was like that was basically all that we had for phone calls yesterday was people broke down on the side of the road. So it was kind of odd because it was such a drastic difference, but it was nice. We kept everybody busy.
Yeah, I had to order a bunch of stuff yesterday. They're building some stations to check your temperature before you go into the plant. And so I had to get materials for that. And then what else? And then we're looking for lab coats for everybody to wear. And I think they're going to get a uniform service to provide those. And it just was, my whole day was tied up with all kinds of stuff about this darn virus.
That yeah, I know it, man. I was telling one of the guys yesterday, I'll just be glad when this thing's over with. This is just getting out of control. But yeah, I mean, you know, I understand why they're doing what they're doing. Now the lab coat thing's got me intrigued, though. I'm trying to figure out what they're trying to accomplish with that, because I don't really do a whole lot of nothing, but I guess at least it would be a large covering and you could easily take it off.
And to, you know, keep it off of your body and that. We had a bunch of disposable little ones and that where, you know, you can wear them and you can throw them away. So they were looking at that. They were looking at trying to get face shields for everybody. But now they've, on some of the lines where two people are across from each other and less than 6 feet, they're putting up a divider so that, you know, you can't breathe or sneeze on each other and that. So I had to order in plastic sheeting for that and everything. So it's just, everything's changed.
Okay, I'm for mobile.
KK4 and XE.
Got a kick in that phone.
Doing pretty well over here. Good morning, Mike.
On the positive side of things of that, you know, be thankful you've got a company that is heeding warnings and is doing something, you know, to protect their employees. You know, that's a good thing. And yeah, sure, some of the stuff might be a hindrance now and you know, an inconvenience, but at least the company is looking out for its people, and I don't, you know, that's not happening everywhere.
Yeah, they're getting ready. I know the sister plant, one of them is on a, you know, where the statewide is shelter at home or whatever, but they count as an essential business, so they were sending out letters to all their, you know, local suppliers, you know, the letter that they would need to be able to service our company. You know, a lot of the smaller businesses are shut down, but they're giving them paperwork so that they can legally be out on the road if they're supplying stuff to us.
Interesting. I was wondering what they would classify you guys as. And I know that there are some people, and I'm not saying this about Fabregal, but because I would think you would, you know, you would want to have the steady flow of, you know, utensils and, you know, eatware, you know, but they actually had an article about people trying to stretch that essential business just so that they could just, you know, have a reason to be open. You know, I guess at some point they'll have to start cracking down on that stuff.
Yeah, I guess with Homeland Security calls it a, you know, essential business for, you know, helping the food chain.
That makes complete total sense for that.
Wait. Two more and I'll be done. It's just real bad foggy over here.
Any calls last night?
Didn't do it. Didn't get anything. It was all quiet in Sector 7. Did they doing anything over there where you pick papers up as far as keeping some sanitizer out and that kind of thing?
Sanitizer out, we've always had that. And spraying down the buggies and stuff, that's about all we can do. Spraying down the table.
BMW's shutting down this Friday.
I heard from my son yesterday, but they don't run the warehouses until they're out of everything.
Andrew called me last night. She said they'd lost about 50,000 orders. You know, a lot of their vehicles go over to China, and they'd lost about 50,000 orders, so they were going to be cut way back for the rest of this year, maybe only working 8 hours a day instead of 10. And then whenever they were down for, you know, holidays, extending those holidays for the people, try to make up for it.
Got a feeling probably by the middle of summer they'll be shipping stuff back to China, I think. I just have a funny feeling everything will be back to normal by then. On the news, where they going to start giving that medication out in New York this morning?
I thought they started that yesterday.
May have been yesterday. When you run 7 days a week, you lose track of what day it is.
Imagine so. Every day is yesterday.
Right. Fog back over that way because it's rough over this way.
Over here. See, if there's fog, Dankersville has got it. It's low lying, it's thick, especially out there by the golf course. And but this morning, it's everything's clear so far.
Got it over here. It may be because of the lake.
Neither one of you guys actually talked to anybody, excuse me, in Italy.
Last week I haven't. I did last week.
Not this week. And I've heard a couple operators, but I didn't get to talk to them. Talked to a couple of people in a couple of other countries that were on lockdown. The boss, I was talking to him yesterday, and he's from the UK, and they got it on lockdown. But if you're over 70, you can't leave your property. And so his mom's over there, man. She's mad as a wet hen. And they got her on lockdown for 12 weeks.
Long time not to leave your property line.
Anybody else to do your grocery shopping for you?
As I'm rolling up, I'm going to jump out of here. 7-3 to everybody. You guys stay safe and enjoy the day. And hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim. Stay safe.
KK4NXC. Hey, guys. I guess Al's cat overslept this morning.
Yesterday either. KN4TFW. Bill, you know, the guy that joined us a few times out of down there at Tacoma, I did hear him on the radio yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to holler at him.
Somebody else that was telling me that they listened to us in the morning and They were going to jump in there one morning, but I was kind of given some dead space in there to see if they'd come in this morning, but so far, nothing.
I forget who was telling me, but he's telling me another operator is kind of back in town and kind of on our schedule, and he may jump in, so we'll have to wait and see. Well, the more the merrier, right?
That's right. The more the merrier. Hey, I was going to ask you, Ed, what's Carol's job situation?
Friday. She's working at home. Might drive me nuts, but she's working at home.
Cuddled up next to her when she's working on her computer.
Let's put it this way. The dog's on the couch. She's on the dining room table with my laptop. And I don't know when I'll ever get it back, put back by my radio.
Radio?
Oh, yeah. Her being at home ain't gonna stop me from playing radio.
She's not throwing a frying pan at you yet, as you over there yakking on the radio.
This way, she'll start reading emails from the students and stuff, and start grumbling and griping. I reach over, grab my headphones, plug them in, put them on, and I don't hear another word she says.
I've got a good visual in my mind on that one.
Spare she wasn't chewing me out for what they said.
She's actually getting paid, right?
I fired her.
But that's a good thing.
Office of Parking Services, they're all working from home, so they're going to be able to draw paycheck and stuff. Other administrative offices are doing the same thing. Some of the maintenance, some of the housekeeping and stuff like that, they're on indefinite furlough.
State Park, they called my wife and they're filing for everybody's, I think there's some extended unemployment benefits or something there. Anyway, they're filing for all the employees this week.
Hello, you like that. Do you have to keep actively looking for another job? Or are you just good to draw and then when your job starts back up, just go back to work? KN4TFW.
When they open back up, they just go right back to work. They'll draw unemployment until they tell them to come back.
Yeah, I think one of the deals they worked out was that you didn't have to look for a job to maintain that unemployment.
Yeah, I wondered about that. I know in the past, you had to keep be actively seeking, but man, there's everything shut down, so it's kind of hard to do, right?
Crazy. That means that you would be either going out, making visits, they want you to stay at home.
Yeah, I tried getting a job for 3 years one time. 3-4 years, finally I gave up.
Hey, Al's cat woke up.
He's quiet right now.
We figured the reason you wasn't on is because your cat overslept.
It's later than I thought it was. Outside rain-wise.
We're down. Ed's getting a little fog down there where he's at. I'm getting some fog now as I approach. I'm on Hester Store Road. As I come up on Thomas Mill Road, it's getting a little thick.
Yeah, rain's all gone over here.
A major thunderstorm, although I slept pretty good last night, so... And the cat's been quiet all night, which is amazing.
Four cats and dogs last night. I mean, it poured.
Get a hold of Robert.
They haven't, not yet. Sending me his call sign, though. I thought about that this morning, just writing him a letter or sending him some email.
Yeah, you might as well start to say you might look him up on QRZ and send him an email.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
I had a net the other day, and the net controller was out of Easley and had a good copy.
Quite so bad.
Ed, I had a QSO with an operator out of Panama. We shared the same last name and had no relation, but it was just kind of unusual. And I had a good conversation, about a 10-minute conversation with him. And that was enjoyable.
Probably get a little better, I think.
Anything about what they're doing down there?
They're on lockdown, and they're doing the odd even days about being out on the road, you know, according to your tag, like we did, I guess, back in the, mid-70s or whatever. And then, so they're doing that, and you can only go to the grocery store, the pharmacy, or the hospital, and only letting 50 in at a time into the grocery store. And they go ahead and sanitize you and check your temperature, and you have to wear a mask when you go in. But they had two pass away, a 92-year-old and a 12-year-old.
There's an infant in our local area that's got it.
That'd be okay.
It could damage your lungs and never fully recover from that.
It causes the same thing as chemical pneumonia does. I've had chemical pneumonia before. Once you get damaged to that, it never goes away.
4NXE. Ed, where are you at on your route?
In my driveway, listening to you.
Man, you got off early today, didn't you?
But I did yesterday.
We do that every day.
We want to know.
Driver?
Affirmative.
Secondary stop somewhere between Knoxville and here, KN4TFW.
Is here somebody else on there?
As I'll identify.
Woman in a foreign language on mine. I'd set my handy talkie kind of down in an upside down position, and she was just rattling away. I don't know if I picked up something over here in this neighborhood or what.
And over the weekend, I forget what day it was. It must have been Saturday. And had an operator that sounded like he was from Australia.
AP Friday. We used to have a guy from Australia come in by Echolink.
You do a couple of English guys, too.
What coffee do you drink?
Coffee from that Black Rifle Coffee Company.
I'm remembering it now.
Run out of that, I use my backup Maxwell House.
Out at the shop.
It's very important.
It's an hour anyway.
And out by the time I get to work, KN4TFW.
I've got to hit that break area very much. Have they got, they got you guys confined to, well, not confined, but each group has their own break area.
Yeah, Roger, but I got a coffee maker and a microwave in the office, but I bet it's only been fired up two or three times this year so far.
2-ounce coffee mug.
But in the parking lot, I've already done a half a pot, so I'm pretty much done after that.
And me going.
Well, one time this girl and I, and one time after convention, we decided we were going to have a coffee drinking contest one morning. Judy Murphy was her name. And the comedian in the restaurant said, I never seen no crazy drink two pots of coffee in the morning before they got out and got to work. I said, that's us.
Late this morning, ain't you?
Yeah, I I've been in the parking lot 10 minutes right now. They won't let you in till 6.
My guys would love to hear that.
And you gotta answer some questions. Have you been, do you have a fever? Have you been sick? Have you ever been near anybody that's got it for more than 2 hours? Have you this, have you that? And now they're going to be putting up a temperature checking station probably tomorrow. And we're building it today. And they got to take your temperature before you go in. I told them I had some big, long thermocouples we could hook to a meter, but they wasn't going for it.
California is that. I don't have, it's crazy, I don't have a way to check temperature at all, so I have to guess.
Won't work out too good.
Watch one time, I said, why don't you guys get me one? They make the stupid stuff, just get a hold of it for me. Our fuse is a little, reads a little low, so we got to guess what it says. Like my temperature is 97.3 to 97, so I'm assuming the thermometer's off a little bit.
Now.
Doing good. I tell you, man, that foil's worked out great with that cat.
Playing today.
Nothing. Go in and get on the HF for a while and take a nap and try and figure out what I'm going to nibble on.
On 40 or 80 or both?
I start out on 80, and then I go up to 40 and hang there for a while, and then I'll play about back and forth between 17 meters and 20 meters.
And listen for WWV on 15 meters. If it's on 20 meters, see if you hear it on 15 meters. If you hear WWV on 15 meters, then you know that 15 and 10 might be open. God, I want to go back out here so bad.
40 in the morning, there's in 80, there's so many nets that you can't even find an open station.
Nets in the morning is crazy.
Us old folk, we have to gossip.
The shoes after the call in the net.
Do some of them don't. There's two or three different groups of guys. They just get on and have just a good old-fashioned rag chew. Instead of doing like a regular net, they call it a net, but it's just anybody, everybody just come on in and hang out.
You check in, they give you a number, and then they call you back, and then you get to say how your day's going and everything, and then they go on to the next.
I've heard that one time. I can't remember what frequency was on, but I wondered what the number deal was. Yeah, I've heard that one.
Checking as a one at midnight. I used to like checking as a three-wheeler's net on 3916. And it's kind of fun because all people check in from all 50 states and everybody kind of figured out what kind of signals they had. And it went on from like 11 at night to about 1 in the morning.
1 in the morning, something's wrong. KN4TFW.
I used to do that on the weekends when I had nothing to do because on the weekend you could check into that and figure out how your signal was around different 50 states and you'd know what was going on. I mean, they might start early. I don't remember what time to start. I've listened to it in a while. But I used to check in. I was basically 75 meters nighttime is really where it shines. So morning is kind of a bonus. If you get somewhere in the morning on 75 meters, you're pretty much doing good. And I too sometimes is open up as 5 megahertz band. There's a couple frequencies on a 5 megahertz band, a 60 meter band, I think it is. I think that's what it is. I forgot we got a couple frequencies we can use up there.
Yeah, there's a couple of good rag chews on 60 meters. I've heard several guys say I've actually made some contacts on 60. And that it's a good frequency to be on because there's nobody beside you, so it's usually really good.
You want less than 100 watts to up there.
Yeah, it's not a problem since the radio is only capable of 100, right?
If there's a power restriction there or not, maybe one of you guys might have that. I think you have to run less power on that frequency, but I would be wrong about that.
And today, Ed, other than your DX and nice and 30 and sunny, I may try and rearrange my front porch again after my oldest grandson. He wants to bring and leave stuff and borrow stuff, and my front porch is a wreck again, so I guess I'll try and work on that if it's nice outside.
Yesterday cleaning up, I'm still working in the basement. Opening up boxes that we've been packed since 2015. And I told my wife yesterday, I said, listen, this house ain't near as big as the other one. You're going to have to get rid of some of this stuff. We just need to get that stuff out of there.
Matt, I ain't going to have one mine.
See that they're all lining up at the door, so I guess it must be work time. So I'll say 73 to you guys, and you guys have a good one, and I hope everybody stays safe, and look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
73's Ken. Have a good one. Be safe.
73's Ken. Have a great day. Be careful. We'll talk at you in the morning. KK4 and XE.
These guys can't afford it. I gotta start getting going, I guess. It's kind of late in the morning.
Driving up, too. I'm destinating. I appreciate you hanging out there, Ed. You and Al, 73s, you guys have a great day. Al, be careful. Don't do nothing crazy. Ed, enjoy your coffee. Get you some rest. And say hello to that dog. This is KK4NXC, and I'm going to be clear.
Well, you have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard, and hopefully I'll catch you in the morning. So, KK4NXE, KM4NAP, sending 73s your way.
I hear here, guys. I haven't heard ND7J in a while. There, catch you guys later. I might have a cop see here this morning, so I'm going to clean this place up a little bit. See if I can't make it look presentable before she gets here. KI4 MLA clear.